with qualified predictions. The outside world began to pay attention. Woody Allen satirized the theory in a New Yorker column this past July, probably the first time anyone has used Calabi Yau spaces to make a point about interoffice romance. Few people can take more credit for demystifying string theory than Brian Greene, a Columbia University physics professor and a major contributor to the theory. His 1999 book, The Elegant Universe, reached number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. Greene is now host of a 3-part Nova series on PBS and has just completed a book on the nature of space and time. Scientific American staff reporter George Musser recently spoke with him over a plate of stringy spaghetti. Here is an abridged, edited version of that conversation. Scientific American. Sometimes when our readers hear the words string theory or cosmology, they throw up their hands and say, "I'll never understand it." Brian Greene. I've definitely encountered a certain amount of intimidation at the outset when it comes to ideas like string theory or cosmology, but what I have found is that the basic interest is so widespread and so deep in most people that I've spoken with that there is a willingness to go a little bit further than you might with other subjects that are more easily taken in. Scientific American. I noticed that at several points in The Elegant Universe, you first gave a rough idea of the physics concepts and then the detailed version. Brian Greene. I found it to be a useful way of going about it, especially in the harder parts. It gives the reader permission. If the rough idea is the level at which you want to take in, that's great. Feel free to skip the next stuff. If not, go for it. I like to say things more than one way. I just think when it comes to abstract ideas, you need many roads into them. From the scientific point of view, if you stick with one road, I think you really compromise your ability to make breakthroughs. I think that's really what breakthroughs are about. Everybody's looking at a problem one way, and you come at it from the back. The different way of getting there somehow reveals things that the other approach didn't. Scientific American, what are some examples of that backdoor approach? Brian Greene. Well, probably the biggest ones are Ed Witten's breakthroughs. Ed, of the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, just walked up the mountain and looked down and saw the connections that nobody else saw, and in that way united the 5-string theories that previously were thought to be completely distinct. It was all out there. He just took a different perspective, and bang, it all came together. And that's genius. To me, that suggests what a fundamental discovery is. The universe, in a sense, guides us toward truths because those truths are the things that govern what we see. If we're all governed by what we see, we'll all be steered in the same direction. Therefore, the difference between making a breakthrough and not often can be just a small element of perception, either true perception or mathematical perception that puts things together in a different way. Scientific American, do you think these discoveries would have been made without the intervention of genius? Brian Greene, well, it's tough to say. In the case of string theory, I think so because the pieces of the puzzle were really becoming clearer and clearer. It may have been 5 or 10 years later, but I suspect it would have happened. But with general relativity, I don't know. General relativity is such a leap, such a monumental rethinking of space, time, and gravity, that it's not obvious to me how and when that would have happened without Einstein. Scientific American, are there examples in string theory that you think are analogous to that huge leap? Brian Greene, I think we're still waiting for a leap of that magnitude. String theory has been built up out of a lot of smaller ideas that a lot of people have contributed and have been slowly stitching together into an ever more impressive theoretical edifice. But what idea sits at the top of that edifice, we still really don't know. When we do have that idea, I believe it will be like a beacon shining down. It will illuminate the edifice, and it will also, I believe, give answers to critical questions that remain unresolved. Scientific American. In the case of relativity, you have the equivalence principle and general covariance in that beacon role. In the standard model, it's gauge invariance. In the elegant universe you suggested, the holographic principle could be that principle for string theory. What's your thinking on that now? Brian Greene. Well, the past few years have only seen the holographic principle rise to a yet greater prominence and believability. Back in the mid-90s, shortly after the holographic ideas were suggested, the supporting ideas were rather abstract and vague, all based upon features of black holes. Black hole